Deutschlandfunk Kultur. Fazit.
Über die Lyrikerin Amanda Gorman wird in den nächsten Tagen wieder verstärkt gesprochen werden. In einem Gedicht zum neuen Jahr appelliert sie an die Zusammengehörigkeit. Es ist ihre Vision einer Zukunft, in der Streit und Hass überwunden werden. Gorman knüpft darin an The Hill We Climb an, das Gedicht, das sie bei der Amtseinführung von Joe Biden vorgetragen hat. Amerika beschrieb sie damals also nicht als nicht gebrochen, sondern einfach unvollendet. Heute hat Amanda Gorman in einem Video auf Instagram nachgelegt.
May this be the day we come together. Mourning we come to mend. Withered we come to weather. Torn we come to tend. Battered we come to better. Tethered by this year of yearning, we are learning that though we weren't ready for this, we have been readied by it. We steadily vow that no matter how we are weighed down, we must always pave a way forward. This hope is our door, our portal. Even if we never get back to normal, someday we can venture beyond it to leave the known and take the first steps. So let us not return to what was normal, but reach toward what is next, what was cursed. We will cure what was plagued. We will prove pure. Where we tend to argue, we will try to agree. Those fortunes we forswore, now the future we foresee. Where we weren't aware, we're now awake. Those moments we missed are now these moments we make, the moments we meet. And our hearts, once all together beaten, now all together beat. Come, look up with kindness yet, for even solace can be sourced from sorrow. We remember not just for the sake of yesterday, but to take on tomorrow. We heed this old spirit in a new day's lyric. In our hearts, we hear it for old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne. Be bold, sang time this year. Be bold, sang time, for when you honor yesterday, tomorrow ye will find. Know what we fought need not be forgot, nor for none. It defines us, binds us as one. Come over, join this day just begun. For wherever we come together, we will forever overcome.
Amanda Gormans New Days Lyric heute veröffentlicht auf Instagram. Und in einem Post dazu ruft sie auf, für Opfer der Corona-Pandemie zu spenden. Eine der ersten Spenden kam von Meta, der Muttergesellschaft von Instagram und Facebook. Die spendeten $50.000.